Hello and welcome to the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Podcast. We are so glad you joined us today. I am Ed Fowler and I am joined by John Smith.
Hello everyone, great to be here again. He got to go first this time.
Yes, he did. He went first last time too.
That's because my team is 1-1. And the team who finished last.
We have our commissioner, Mr. Greg Phillips.
Welcome everybody, welcome to the Man Cave.
So how are you guys doing today? How are you reacting, recovering from this past weekend, week two?
It's not good, I got to be honest. I'm 0-2.
You're 0-2.
And not only am I 0-2.
With a bullet.
I'm officially tied with two other people that are 0-2, but since we rated on points, I'm dead last.
Okay,
and
who are the
lowest points?
Who are the other two people that are 0-2 for our listeners who may not know that?
So the other two would be the Moist Meat Blankets.
Moist Meat Blankets. Yeah, come on, boys.
I call it the Meat Blankets. And Team Duffy, the Irish Wonder.
Yes, I think that was the default name.
Yeah.
Team Duffy.
Team Duffy.
Come on, Park.
I'm still trolling him over that. He can do better. They're Irish. They should be funny.
Yes.
Yeah, the meat blankets don't scare me, though.
Oh, because you're facing them in week three.
I go against them. Yes.
Oh, so there can be only one.
There can only be one ultimate loser.
There can't be the one 10th place best person.
Thank God we don't have everybody.
The 10th best person in a 10-team league.
So what are you doing in reaction to the 0-2? Are you tilting? How are you preparing for the moist
hammocks? I got to stop you right there, Ed.
Okay.
Because we started a tradition last week.
Oh,
that we
yes.
need to continue.
Yes. Yes.
What are we having here is our kickoff podcast shot of the night.
We have our shot of the night, which is brought to you by, well, no, it's not brought to you because they're not actually sponsors.
It's brought to you by John Smith.
Yeah, John
brought
Smith.
Brought by John Smith.
John
with
Smith
an H,
brought
probably.
It over to the Man Cave. But we are enjoying some Wyoming whiskey. Thank you, Wyoming.
And a little shout out to Will Disley.
Will
Wyoming
Disley.
Wyoming Strong.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, that shit's crap.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yay, Wyoming.
Oh, that's horrible crap. So what am
no
I doing?
They were giving that away.
Talking about Disley.
They're like, so, please take this. I thought about picking up Disley. Because Trey Burton is not getting it done so far, but I'm going to be patient. You asked me, what am I doing to react?
Yeah, I mean, and the answer could be nothing.
That's my answer. Yeah. That's completely my answer. Because my team improved by 30 points over the previous week, which was a debacle. That was the Matt Ryan 5-point outing and the Jets 4 interceptions of Stafford. So
yeah, and
the first week
you
was
faced
horrible.
Off against Heisenberg, Team Heisenberg, right? Last in week two?
No,
I
did not.
Week one, he played me, and I crushed him.
Yeah, you crushed him.
Yeah.
Let's go over who so far has crushed our commissioner.
That would be you, John Smith,
yep.
and
yes,
Chuck Norris last week.
Oh, right. Sorry, Caston.
Chucky, baby. Yeah. Caston, you put up a 188, yeah. So that's a pretty strong
yes.
score. My team went up by 30 points. I actually don't hate my team.
Everyone else does, but Greg's still feeling it.
I like my starting lineup. I think they've just underperformed, and I think they're going to get better. So I stayed pat, and I didn't make any moves on the waiver wire.
So tell us, who are the guys you are most confident in that they may be underperforming yeah. on your team, but are currently... Who do you think is going to step up real soon
here? I think the two quarterbacks are going to step up for me. The week one
okay.
was an outlier. Matt Ryan and Stafford.
Yeah, it's Matt Ryan and
they both
Matt
are 10-year yeah. veterans in this league. They've put up numbers.
The Mats.
Yeah, the Mats. I got two Mats, right?
Two Mats.
Stafford and Ryan both have great matchups against New England and New Orleans at home. So I think they're going to carry me and continue to be consistent throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I think... I put in my lineup Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole.
Keelan Cole put up 22 on my bench. It wouldn't have mattered.
Which didn't do much for
I wouldn't have beat Caston.
Yeah.
But I think he is going to continue to perform since he kind of became a thing at the end of last year.
It's nice to know he can do it, and he's doing it again.
Yeah. And, you know, you got Blake the Snake doing it down there in Jacksonville.
That's right.
And I'm happy with Cole. I'm going to be patient with David Johnson, but I'm pretty worried. David Johnson in Arizona, because they absolutely suck.
Yeah, they're definitely having a rough time right now. That entire team. Yeah. But again,
Bradford's a statue.
Yeah, but we have to remember this is week two.
Mike McCoy may not make it to week three.
I think you're right. I think OCs, possible. If you're an OC down in Arizona, you are dusting off the resume.
Yeah. And, well, you know, David Johnson can catch the football, and they're not throwing it.
No, they're not.
And they're not getting him outside. They're running him straight up the middle. Whose idea was that? I mean, anybody and his brother knows that's not how he's
well, you heard,
effective.
You heard the comments from Wilkes, the head coach in Arizona. He said they are going to split him out as a wide out in the slot, and they're going to get him more balls. So I'm hoping that it comes to be the truth this week, and we get a couple touchdowns.
I hope it doesn't come true, because I would like to make a trade offer for David Johnson this week. I'm offering Jamal Williams the ultimate pass protector. He doesn't get any run, and he doesn't catch anything.
John, if we were fielding a real team, that might be worthy.
If you want to keep your quarterback healthy, teams. And I'm going to keep Jamal Williams, because I want to keep Aaron Rodgers, who I also have, healthy. So I'm just going to keep them both.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm standing pat.
Okay.
I'm feeling confident. I'm going against the second worst or the ninth best team in the moist meat blankets.
Yeah.
I think they're called the meat hammocks, but I call them the meat blankets. And I'm going to crush them and annihilate them this year, and I'm going to get off the schneid.
The hammocks are going down!
Fuck yeah.
All right, I'll give you that.
All right, John, how are you doing with your team, One If By Land?
Number one, If By Land. It's so a Revolutionary War reference in case you people don't know anything about anything.
So you started off the season, you won your first game against our commissioner.
My team played well, and then everyone got injured. Everyone. Fournette went out with a hammy.
Did you also get injured?
I did feel some did feel some lower abdominal pains, especially the next morning. But everybody seemed like they got just banged up. Devontae Adams had a little something. Fournette went out. Last week, I was not surprised that I didn't win. I managed my ass off. I didn't leave a lot of points on the bench, but I just couldn't find them to beat Smith. He had a good week.
Yeah,
he played some good guys. He had an injury with Mixon, but still, he was fine. He did a good job. He put in the right guys, and I just could not beat him. It's not like I felt like I didn't have the horses. I didn't have the horses.
Yes, it would have been hard to beat his number right then.
Yeah, but my team has gotten healthy. Rodgers has 1.5 legs this week. It looks like Fournette and his mild hammy, which is never really true. He's coming back. I like him. Adams looked great. Aguilar, Ertz, forget about it. They still don't have... They just signed Matthews to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I'm still fine with them. Hogan,
he knows the offense. He used to be on the team. So
I like my team again. The Vikings are not going to be facing the Green Bay. So right now I like my team. I didn't make one waiver move this week either, because I keep thinking I've got guys on the come, and that we're going to be good. I got a good, solid lineup, and I'm going to wait for that to stew a little bit. If something pops up, I'll definitely make a move, but I'm not sure who I can drop because I like everybody. I'm like you, Greg. I like my roster.
I like my roster, but you're
1-1 right now.
Yeah,
John.
I like your roster. You can't freak out over one loss.
With a bow and arrow.
John, you have a good strong roster. You've got a lot of depth. You got nothing to worry about. Chuck has got a good team, but there's quite a few holes.
Actually, can I say one thing about what I have to worry about? My number two quarterback. It's either Case Keenum or Tyrod Taylor. Neither one of whom I'm excited to ever play. It's like the lesser of two evils.
Well, Tyrod's got the game Thursday night, which Thursday night games, I don't know.
Jarvis Landry's out for that game.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon just got traded to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They're trading. Who's he throwing to the ball?
Yeah.
The ball to?
I can tell you, Antonio Callaway.
Yeah.
Up and comer right there.
Yeah.
Antonio Callaway, I think, is the reason, one of the reasons why the Browns were like, okay, enough with Josh Gordon.
Enough of the shenanigans.
We've supported this guy as long as we can, and it's just enough. We got to move on. But I do want to circle back real quick, John, to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers today himself expressed concern that his injury, his knee, could get worse.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Is Aaron Rodgers a doctor? Tell him to shut up and dribble.
What does he know about medicine?
Yeah. That's concerning.
Yeah, that is concerning.
It's concerning that he's thinking it, but it's more concerning that he said it publicly.
Well, yeah, it's also like if everybody is that concerned and we're this early in the season, maybe, which we discussed this last week, maybe take a week off.
Whoa.
Against maybe, Washington.
See that? Yeah, maybe, I'm just reading that.
Yeah, maybe take a week off.
So let's see how the rest of the week plays out with practice and all that.
I mean, I don't think there's... The way I read this is not he may sit out on Sunday, but he's not 100%. And what does that mean for Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers at 80% is better than basically everybody.
There's a lot of math involved in this, but I would say 75% of the other quarterbacks.
Not your strong point, John. I'm thinking Chuck Norris is looking pretty good in this matchup. In our league, Chucky just put a 188 on me.
That's all right.
How did you do?
He had good matchups. I had bad matchups. One of the problems my team has is that I've kind of gone for players that are all in good offenses. I got a couple of Green Bay guys. I got three Philadelphia Eagles or two. I don't know.
You're stacking two Eagles.
Two Denver. I got two everywhere on really good offenses. But if
they should call you two if by land.
Yeah. There you go. I'm changing my team.
You got twos of everything.
So I have a problem with that. If I run into a buzzsaw on defense, then I have holes in my roster.
Yeah, so ESPN is where I first read this, and let's see if I can quote Aaron Rodgers. He admitted that is reading from the article. He admitted that his knee is, quote, obviously it won't be 100%, so I'll adjust accordingly to how I'm feeling and try to get through. It just depends on how the week goes with the rehab and the recovery. Obviously, I'd love to be better than I was last week as far as health-wise, but there's some factors that are out of my control.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Does That's anybody like breaking news right during the podcast?
Yeah, breaking news.
The guy just scored 18 points. Who doesn't want a piece of that?
John, I'm looking at your lineup. The favorite player that I like is the Vikings defense against Buffalo.
They're very good. Well, I got Zach. Yeah.
They may be your high scoring.
He might be.
So here's the challenge that you have this week, John.
Yeah.
Your other quarterback that's on the bench right now, Tyrod Taylor, plays tomorrow night.
Actually, I've got Taylor in the starting lineup.
Oh, you do have him in the starting lineup.
I've got Keenum on my bench at the
Keenum's
moment.
Keenum's on your bench. Okay.
Yeah, he's playing at Baltimore. Who's love the matchup.
Who also came up in the injury, did not practice
today. Yeah, it just seems to be the story of my team this year.
What's going on there, bud?
You know, I've,
what did
I've
you
had
do?
Injury. I've had the injury bug, but, you know, as the season wears on, we all get it. So I'm not worried that I'm Typhoid Johnny. You're all going to catch this shit. And so be ready. When the injuries come, you just got to roll the punches and try and find the right guys to get out there.
Yeah, and so I faced off against Edison's
Bulls on parade
team. And, that's this week. Do you have the numbers for last week?
Oh, last week.
Yeah, last week I faced off against Edison, who was coming into our matchup, having won his week one matchup by like 2 points, and it I'll tell you who saved me. It was my stack of Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen.
Oh God!
Getting 43 points out of Kirk Cousins and 26 out of Thielen.
Solid.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, you can't do. And then I saw a nice uptick. I'm happy with Deshaun Watson. He went from 11 points in the first week, 11 fantasy points in the first week, to 26.8 points in the second week.
You are feeling good, my friend.
I'm feeling solid. Solid there. I ended that game with 100, or ended that week two with 157 overall points.
You would have just beaten me.
Yeah. Which that tells you the matches up. That tells you the matchups. Like, you know, so Edison had the unfortunate 2 QB problem of both of his QBs basically crapped the bed. Alex Smith threw for almost 300 yards, but didn't get one touchdown.
That sucks.
Which
not
left him
to
with
do.
Yeah, left him with Sorry, 13 Edison. Points. Yeah.
Sorry, brother.
And Sam Darnold kind of came back down to a little bit of reality, throwing 334 yards, one touchdown, but then threw two interceptions, which definitely hurt him.
There's two things I want to talk about on your team.
My
that
team.
I really like.
Yeah.
His Watson. Luck. Watson. Hold on. His luck.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, now, table that for a second. I just want to give it the upside.
Okay,
and then
but
you
I'm,
can bring
I'm
in the reality.
Waiting. I'm here waiting.
You bring in the reality. But what I'm going to say is it looks like week two, Deshaun Watson has kicked off the rust and he's figured out how to go back to what he was last year. Week one, he looked lost. He was like scrambling for his life.
Yeah.
And I think going forward, he's probably now comfortable.
Yes.
Tevin Coleman
yes.
is the other big surprise.
Yes.
Which I think is where you're going to go, if I know you. So your cautionary tale about wayward sons.
Yes.
Is that he's hey, a
guys can
he's
get
a
healthy
paper tiger?
Well, he's been very fortunate.
As I've been unfortunate.
Holdouts,
things
injuries.
Have gone his way. And
yes.
you cannot predict some of these things, and that's fantasy football. But more power to you, brother. You're going to need those wins because
yes.
eventually you got to face me.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
By and then, my team will maybe be healthy and a buzzsaw.
Well, and for any of our listeners who do not know, I, at our live draft, which if you aren't doing a live draft in your league, you're really missing out. They're a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But at our live league, my 16th pick, my last pick of the entire draft, I picked up Mr. James Conner.
Ooh, steal of the draft. Makes me sick.
No but expectation.
But you didn't even pick him up thinking about the Bell holdout.
No.
You had a different reason.
Yeah, because also like we should recap that our league is 2 QB and a keeper league. So I was really looking at James Conner as a keeper for next year, knowing that it even in August when we did our draft, that it was a pretty good shot that Lev Bell was not going to be in Pittsburgh next season. And to be honest, it's worked out pretty well so far.
Brilliant
so,
move, Ed. Yes. Really the pick of the draft, being in the last round. But also, he took, I just want to give him a shout out. He took Darius Geis, who's injured.
Yeah.
And is going to be the starting running back. Yeah.
In the 15th
round. So his last
round.
Two picks were like for the future, and the future is now. And I feel a little nauseous.
It's looking pretty
I'm a little
good.
Sick right now.
You know, though, you just going on that same thread, I mean, you got Tevin Coleman, Connor. You got Callaway, you got Clement, and you've got Kerryon Johnson, Sony Michel. You've got all these backups.
Yeah.
And all these guys that
the
are
future is
kind of like the next man up theory.
Yes. Yeah.
But you're striking gold on all of them at the same time, which is
yes.
amazing.
Yes, 2 weeks in. Like, let's see what
like
happens.
You need to go buy a lottery ticket.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's my deal. I spend my luck in fantasy football, not winning $500 million. That's how
probably
it works.
A good selection.
And DJ Moore, you know, showed up in week two with 16.2 points for me. He was on my bench.
Is that for real?
Yeah. 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 He's the up and comer.
I thought you were going to drop him.
No. DJ Moore's the wide receiver with the Panthers.
Yep. You should have dropped him.
Nah.
You should drop him tonight.
Yes. So that you can pick it up.
Yeah.
Do you
exactly,
want to talk about Edison?
Yeah, and so Edison, I think Edison's got a solid team. His starters
he's
are.
He's got the four horsemen.
Yeah, he's got the four horsemen. He's got Todd Gurley, DeAndre Hopkins.
Antonio
he's got
Brian.
Antonio Brown. He's got Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's also got LeSean McCoy. I mean, he's got George Kittle. Like, he is solid.
Seriously.
He just had a down week, which I was able to capitalize on. You know, Antonio Brown for him put up 9 receptions, 67 yards, and no touchdowns. You know, that's not...
And a couple of tantrums on the sideline.
Yeah, he was not happy.
Edison knows. He may have trouble in Three Rivers City.
Do you know who Edison picked up today?
Tell us. Who did
Wasn't
he pick
Juju.
Up
Wasn't Juju.
He picked up
Uncle Will.
Will Disley.
No!
Disley!
He picked up Country Strong.
Yeah,
he picked up Will Disley, the Seattle surprise blocking tight end.
The diss.
Like three touchdowns in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the guy got
And he dropped Anthony Miller.
He got the cheapest of cheap touchdowns at the end of that game. You know,
garbage time is still garbage
time. It counts
still counts, yes. That's fantasy. Yeah.
You don't have to be in the Hall of Fame to score fantasy points.
Edison's working the waiver wire. I think he's had about 5 ad drops in the last 24 hours. So
someone else I want to talk about really is a couple teams I want to talk about real quick in last week. One we discussed in our last episode, like looking to see what the armchair assassins were going to do in week 2. Week 1, I think they scored about 105 points. Now week 2,
you mean there was somebody that scored lower than me in week 1?
Yes, believe it or not.
And you suck, Brent. You won't listen to this podcast. But
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The ghost of Atherton. So in week 2, what Brent did with his, I believe it was with his first waiver wire pickup, is he picked up the man himself.
Don't say it.
The bearded wonder.
Because it's copyrighted.
Ryan Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic is taken.
Is that, it?
They cleared this up on the NFL Network last night.
Yeah.
My guy from the Dolphins, the number one draft pick, Minka Fitzpatrick, has taken the hashtag name of Fitzmagic.
No way.
Yeah, Fitzmagic cannot have it.
So the guy nobody knows.
The guy nobody knows has Fitzmagic.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh my God.
I just thought I'd throw that little pop culture.
Did you guys
thing.
See the picture of him at his press conference?
Oh, with the sunglasses.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Yeah.
Beard.
Yeah, and he,
you know what? I love that.
It was amazing.
And that's the kind of story that, like, you go back and you look at, like, Super Bowl champs. That's the kind of chemistry and stuff that things are built on.
I love that. It's so fun. And he was, what did he say? He said he got it, like, out of
Deshaun Jackson's locker. Yeah. It's great.
He's got the chains.
He looked like Conor McGregor.
Awesome.
He was incredible.
It was awesome. Yep. There's no way he's going to keep this up, but.
Oh, hell no.
How do you not root for these guys?
We're all rooting for them.
They were
so bad
last year. Yeah. Patrick has come in and it was such a bad vibe about Tampa Bay. And I mean, come on.
Yes.
And now it's kind of like, I'm rooting for them. And I have nobody on that team.
I got no skin in the game.
Fun football, man.
But I think Fitzpatrick should be traded to Park's team because he's Irish. And
so, but I want to point out though, the armchair assassins getting 42 points from Ryan Fitzpatrick went from 105 points in week 1 to 194.1 points in week 2.
God, that's probably the biggest swing of all of them
ever.
That's
probably in the history of fantasy.
Up, and he
ever.
So he profited off of 42 points from Fitzpatrick, 34 points from Stephon Diggs, and...
Overrated. That was a...
And he got a solid 21.9 points out of McCaffrey.
And he's going to get that every week. McCaffrey is a solid keeper he had. I'm a little jealous. I thought my boy McKinnon was going to be something like a McCaffrey. He's not.
Well, he might be next year. He's working a bench.
Yep.
Actually, he's probably working
a hospital bed.
So do we have any other games from last week to talk about?
Let's talk about one more, which was...
Bulls.
Do we need to talk about Joel?
Oracle of Atherton.
I think we've talked enough about Joel.
I'd rather not talk about Joel, because
the guy is the number
him...
one in the entire league, so we should talk about him a little bit.
The Oracle
right,
of Atherton. The Oracle of Atherton still reigns. He got 50 points.
Oh, God.
From Pat Mahomes, a guy who I drafted in the last round last season and then dropped and could have kept.
You could have been your keeper.
Oh, man.
I know, the year before.
I dropped him, yeah. I dropped him. He was riding the bench. But that is one of the challenges when you're in a keeper league is any guy you draft after the third round and later, you can keep. You can keep two guys. That's our rules. And, you know, at some point, if a guy's not actually playing, you got to decide what you're going to do. Is he worth keeping on your bench?
Yep.
because he's taken up a slot. He's healthy. He's not in the IR spot.
You know, good God, six touchdowns. Six?
So, holy Joel, shit. You've got an incredible team. I think there's a little statistical regression coming, but I got to give complete respect. You get 211 points. You outscored my team by 100 points in week one. I improved by 30, and in week two, you outscored me by 50. This is crazy, the numbers that you're putting up.
So I actually want to do a little bit of a recall here. I believe in our very first episode, we were giving Joel a hard time about his draft. We were giving him shit because we love you, Joel. But this is what the point of the podcast is. Exactly. We're going to give you shit.
We should give him shit.
Yeah. So I think Joel was very he supported the use of many apps.
Yes.
I think that was a big thing. And that's but look at what it's giving him. Like, that worked. Yeah. That worked. And it makes me feel like after all the homework I did.
Let me qualify that. After 2 weeks, it looks like it's working.
Yeah.
I would like to see Joel's team in another maybe 3 or 4 weeks, like when he's playing my team.
Oh.
And then
what week is
we'll see how good that app was. I believe it's week 6. It may be week 5, but I'm coming for you, Joel. I'm coming.
I think
get healthy. Aaron Rodgers will have a leg and a half by then.
I think we got to call it right now and say we need to have Joel live on the air here.
That week.
After
that week.
Yeah, let's have, that week. Okay,
that
great.
That week, leading up to it.
This is an invite on the air.
Week 6.
Come to the week 6 broadcast, and we would be happy to have you, and let's talk about how things went. Because I'll be talking shit all the way up till that night.
Just so you know, Kamara's on a bye that week.
Son of a... Oh, God.
But so is Michael Thomas. So
Perfect. Joel, I'm still coming for you. With or without Alvin Kamara. No, I'm good. I'll be making some moves, hopefully. Hopefully something good will happen.
Well, I got a side story. Can I do a little?
Yeah,
story?
Is it about Melvin Gordon and his horrific knee injury?
Are you trolling Joel?
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what, Melvin
did you
Gordon?
Hear that? Did you hear that?
He did show up on the injury report today.
That's right.
With something with his neck. He had a full practice, but it was a neck thing.
That's bad. So in NFL terms, that's bad.
No, what I want to tell you guys is. There's a little story about it's kind of a scary story. So kids, you might want to go in the other room.
Yeah.
Parents, put your kids away.
Yeah.
So this is a story about a ghost.
Put them away.
Uh-oh.
put your kids away in the cupboard. Wrap them under some blankets.
Back in the cupboard.
No, this is a story about a ghost.
Oh.
A ghost that haunted me this week.
Oh,
so
crap.
I faced Chuck Norris. And on Thursday night...
I didn't know Chuck Norris was in our league.
That dude is so tough.
It's a great commercial they have out right now. So AJ Green scored 3 touchdowns that night.
Oh, yeah.
So my week, I already... It's, you know, there's no small comfort taken when you know your week is shot by about 8 o'clock at night on Thursday. When I saw 27.4 points by AJ Green. So let me tell you why this is a ghost. The ghost is... When I did the turn going on the draft this year from the 3rd to 4th round, I had an opportunity to pick up AJ Green.
Just as a recap, Greg had the top pick of the draft, so he was number one. So coming back around.
On the 3-4 turn, two, I picked Howard. Yes, you're right, whatever. So on the turn, I had a chance. AJ Green was available, and because... The ghost of draft past haunted me that night. AJ Green burned me so bad last year.
That's tough.
Because I took him at the number one overall pick that I passed on
wait
him
a minute,
for
wait a minute. Number
the
one
year before.
Pick.
The year before, I took as my number one pick.
Your number one pick.
Yeah.
Which
not
was
overall. Not overall.
No.
My number one overall.
There was a typo in that.
Relax.
Verbiage.
Relax.
Just trying to help.
The viewers know what I'm talking about.
But if your league, somebody took AJ Green number one overall, you deserve to lose.
My number one pick the year before was AJ Green, and he burned me.
It was personal.
So I passed on AJ Green this year, and I took Doug Baldwin. Injured Doug Baldwin. Ooh. And I knew there was an injury risk because it had already been televised and in the news that he had a gimpy leg.
All right, folks, you're hearing it right, live, in the moment.
Well,
our commissioner, is the Fantasy Reaper.
Oh, shit. You didn't pull a Reaper on me.
What?
You
are the Reaper. So remember that next draft, you better be drafting Doug Baldwin.
Oh, Jesus. So I just want to shout out to you, Kasten, for being on the ball. You picked up AJ Green. Great value. And I got haunted for 2 years in a row now because I lost to you because of AJ Green.
Ah, that's a painful story, Greg.
Yeah, it's so probably painful
for you. I love that story. Could you tell it one more time?
Please don't. Nobody else is listening.
I've got some. We lost
all 40 of our listeners.
All right, I want to transition a little bit to a subject I'm consistently entertained by in our draft, in our league. And that is how Edison continues every week to change his name based on who he's up against.
Okay.
What's up with that?
So this week, Edison is facing...
Wait. What was he last week? Carry on my...
Yeah, so Edison was going up against me. My team name is the Wayward Sons. And Edison thought it would be funny. It wasn't. To change his name to Carry On My.
Even his mother didn't like that.
No, that doesn't even make sense.
And she's in Puerto Rico, She doesn't even have electricity to disrespect him.
But he felt it.
Yes, yeah. So this week Edison is going up against Team Heisenberg. And he changed his name to the perfect fantasy football name.
What is it?
Uncertainty Principle.
Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle.
Is that actually a word?
Yes.
I'm actually...
I have it right here.
Go for it. It's a physics.
So, yes. It's a physics.
How deep is
it? It's a physics. I'm not even convinced Edison even knows what it means, but maybe he does.
Do you want me to take a stab?
No. So, in quantum mechanics, the Uncertainty Principle... also known as Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, is any variety of mathematical inequalities asserting a fundamental limit to the precision with which certain pairs of physical properties of a particle, known as complementary variables, such as position x and momentum p, can be known. First introduced in 1927 by the German physicist Werner Heisenberg.
Ah.
So that,
wow,
dear listener, our Edison team name translation.
That's how educated our league is.
I'm telling you, though, that that speaks a little bit to how he's doing his waiver wire pickups.
I mean, because it is a little bit of an uncertainty principle.
Yep.
Can we go
Good point.
Can we go to the drop ads? I mean, there's some pretty amazing drop ads. I think
there was a lot of activity.
There's some that are happening like as this podcast is being recorded.
Yes. Yeah. We can bring this up live as it happens.
The Meat Hammocks just dropped Pierre Garçon and picked up Jordan Matthews. Way to go.
Wow. That's a bad pickup.
Yeah.
Jordan Matthews.
Really
will
bad.
Never.
Really bad. No. Great job.
Good job, guys.
We face each other.
You're fine.
It's going to be awesome. Play that dude this week.
Don't listen to John. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Pick up all the Jordan Matthews you can.
Dude, I tell you. I'm looking at my matchup with Chuck Norris this week, and he had a good week last week, and I didn't have a good week. I look at his team, and I look at my team, and I'm like, I'm going to wax this guy. I really feel like
You're going to wax him?
I'm going to wax him. His back.
Is it a hot wax?
He's nuts. It's all over for you, hairless. Taking him down.
I will say
this. And then I'm going to come hang out in your hot tub with your wife, Holly.
But Edison in the last couple days, he picked up my boy Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
And dropped Darnold. That's an upgrade. He dropped Jordy and picked up
Javoris
Buck Allen.
Wait. Did you just say Ryan Tannehill is an upgrade?
Over anybody.
The Ryan Tannehillbillies.
Oh, and that's it bad. Is, that's no, bad. That's not a
he
pickup.
He is going off on the Raiders. He's going to have... What?
Nah.
You don't think he's going to have a good game against the Raiders? You think
I think he's a bad
better,
quarterback.
You think that he's not better than Darnold?
I think
that's the,
Darnold...
That's really the discussion
I think Darnold is probably a better quarterback.
Next year.
Yeah, but he's not playing him for a keeper. He's streaming quarterbacks. That's not a that's a good upgrade. Tannehill over Darnold is a good upgrade.
But who's Darnold going up against?
Cleveland on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good matchup.
Well, that's
actually.
True. Cleveland's no, that's fair.
Defense.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's a good
live on the air. No, and I stand corrected.
And he's
going to
play
Tannehill.
Again, we're not live. Yes. Okay, we're not.
No, but it is live on the
we're
air.
We're recording it
we
live.
We are recording live. And all this.
So in the moment.
Meanless.
In the moment.
Meaningless
this will never be heard by anybody live.
This isn't real radio, John. We have to record this, goddamn.
Well, I just don't want people to be.
Say that out loud.
All right, so
the SEC's gonna censor me.
Okay, so, thanks, Eminem.
Can we start eating the crunchy chips now?
Jordy Nelson dropped Buck Allen, and then he drops Godwin to pick up a Crowder.
No, other way around. You're reading them the wrong way.
Oh, good.
Wrong way.
Thank God.
Yeah, maybe put your glasses on. Oh wait, no, you already have them.
They're
on.
Upside down.
And now it's bloody. I'm just saying that if we look at some of the transaction, this was a pretty weak waiver wire.
Well, that's what's interesting. Like, so we have 10 guys. I was the 8th pick on the waiver wire this week, and it was a little rough. Like
Slim
I
Pickens.
Yeah, like I was looking at that, and there was nobody that I was like super super stoked to really grab, but I decided I was gonna. What I did, I honestly, so I picked up Corey Clement, and I thought for sure,
great pickup.
Thought for sure there was nobody that it was never gonna get to me. I thought somebody has to be paying attention. Turns out there wasn't. Nobody else was paying attention.
Yeah, Duffy took Gio Bernard. I'm not excited about that.
Who showed up on the injury report today?
One hit wonder
already.
But he did drop Kelvin Benjamin, which we've
which
been talking
good.
To
yeah.
about.
No,
yeah.
great pickup with Corey Clement. Really, you once again, you got your eye on the backups. So if there's a holdup, if there's a holdout or a holdup, a holdout, or an injury involved, it is at the central focal point.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it. I
dropped Corey Clement last week. I didn't want to do it, but I didn't have anybody else that I could sacrifice because I wanted Eckler.
That was a bonehead move.
We'll see, Greg. We'll see. What week do we play again? Like A11? I'll show you.
But I think
you and Aaron.
So I'm not looking at your lineup right now, but I would say Eckler is a good pickup. I wonder if there was somebody else probably that maybe you should have dropped. But Eckler is still a good acquisition because he's being used. Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melvin Gordon showed up again. Like I said just a minute ago. Melvin Gordon again showed up on the injury report today, and that means they're going to continue to use Eckler.
Yep.
They're not going to use Melvin Gordon continuously over
Eckler
and over.
Eckler is not just scoring like a backup. I mean, he's coming in and he's getting 10, 11, 12 points a week already. He's kind of like the Tevin Coleman to Devonta Freeman. You just kind of keep your fingers crossed, hope the other guy goes down, and he gets even more usage.
No, he's going to be great. Eckler's a good pickup. Every offense, it's like a copycat league. Every offense is going to the power runner and then a pass catcher. And that's, you know, Eckler's just the pass catcher.
And Clement can kind of do it all, though. I really liked him. I did not want to let him go, but I was holding on to guys I drafted because I had that draft bias.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's probably part of it. Like Mike Williams. I took him last. I still think... That guy was a first-round pick for San Diego or L.A.
He could be good.
He's going to be good. He already got a touchdown. I like him. I like him for next year. So it's almost like I'm holding that roster spot, which would be Clement's right now.
Right.
Because I'm playing for next year, too.
Yeah,
Which
it's
is
tough.
Not always a great way to play fantasy football.
Yeah, it's tough because, like, right now I am holding on to I'm holding on to Sony Michel. I'm holding on to Kerryon Johnson. I'm holding on to Deion Lewis. I'm holding on to DJ Moore.
I like Deion Lewis.
Yeah, I do too. But I'm holding on to a lot of guys, hoping they actually continue to build over this season, and or they are really great benefits next
season. Your keepers are already set for next
year. No one had more.
Guys and Connor.
No,
you can drop those guys. Well,
but see, but that's going to be also the great challenge for me is I could keep Kirk Cousins as my, I think he was my third round pick.
Yep.
So
fourth round. Why didn't I take Kirk Cousins?
No, yeah, you know, that's right. I had Thielen as my third.
Yeah, because you are a true visionary, Ed. And that you're always looking to the future.
Yes, I am.
Literally, like 75% of your roster are all backups, second or third stringers.
And he's 2-0.
No, and I don't mean that in any disrespect. I'm just saying it's like chips fall, there's injuries that happen, next man up mentality.
Well, but that was part of the challenge with having the 10th pick starting in the first round and doing that 1-2 turn, that turn draft pick, and continuing to have to do those picks. Like, I had to pick guys early that I thought would pay off in the end.
You had to overdraft.
I had to way overdraft on guys because they weren't going to be there by the time they came back around to me. And in between, everyone else I was, like, hoping for was getting drafted. Now, a lot of those guys are now either not producing for one reason or another or are injured. Or are holding out. Thank you, Lev Bell.
It's paying off so far. Yeah.
So what is going on with Lev Bell? Like, what do you guys think is going on with Lev Bell? So the Steelers officially removed him from their website. I think it was today.
Really? That's not by accident. It's getting ugly.
No, I mean, do you think it's by accident?
I mean, No. I don't think it's by accident. And Monday, apparently, you know, it's been reported that Lev was in Miami with his launching his new album that he's got coming out.
He has an album?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So everyone who's
amazing
waiting for him to come back and play football, you can buy his album now.
He has other interests.
Somebody should talk to that guy. His value as a free agent goes down by the week because he's a cancer. And he's not playing football. So you really don't know what he's got for next year.
He's got a bank on that album because he's losing $850,000 every week.
I think the big thing that's gonna right now, I think the thing that is maybe saving him a little bit with his value is the fact that the Steelers are 0-2. So they are losing.
Not because of their running
back. Well, I know, but that's the story that's being told. Like, that's the story. That's the way it's being sold.
Antonio Brown's unhappy.
Right.
And there's dissension in the locker room.
If the Steelers turn it around. Lev is going to have a hard time.
Yeah. He could come in and save the day.
But they also have a new offensive coordinator that's changing things up. And, you know, that's why you're
pissing people off.
Yeah. You're getting more juju. You're getting James Washington. You're getting James Conner. I mean, maybe a little less Antonio Brown. But also, like, you can't throw it to Antonio Brown every single time. Everyone already knows you're doing that. Like, I think in a way, these early weeks could be setting up the Steelers to really own it by the end of the season.
I don't think this is a story. I don't.
Which part?
I think Le'Veon Bell. I don't think it's a story. I said it last week. He's going to extend it all the way until the end, week 10. So that he can keep his free agent status.
He's
going to move on from Pittsburgh at the end of the year.
So what do the Steelers do, though, in week 10? Do they play him? Do they trade him?
Maybe.
Well, they have to rescind his franchise tag. Otherwise, he can sign it and still get his prorated salary for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So they have to rescind that. And basically, he becomes a free agent in the middle of the season.
If he signs, from what I understand, and I don't necessarily have it super clear, but if he signs the franchise tag, they can then trade him. For the rest of the season.
That would work out best for the Steelers, I think.
That would work out best for the Steelers, and it would probably work out best for Lev Bell, too, because he's gonna go week 10 to
Miami,
or the
Bring
Packers.
Bring it in to the playoffs.
He's gonna go to if he goes to the Packers in week 10, he's had 10 weeks off. The Packers are making their run to the Super Bowl, which barring, you know, a season-ending injury from Aaron Rodgers, we know they're headed towards in that direction.
I don't know. You bring up a great point because transitioning midseason to another team, it sounds simple, but you're not going to put up like Lev Bell numbers just going to Miami.
You know, because no. you're in that offense with that skill position players.
That offensive line.
You're not gonna. They have a decent offensive line, but they. You're the point is you're not gonna just put up Lev Bell numbers immediately just going by another team.
Plus, yes. is Lev Bell gonna lay it out all on the line this year for whoever he goes to? No, mm-hmm. he's probably gonna be like, "Hey, I'm not gonna get injured in this game for you."
I think it depends.
I'm waiting.
I think it depends if he goes to Green Bay. And thinks he could start a dynasty or be part of starting a dynasty in Green Bay, you know, and re-sign with them. I could see him going out week 10 or whatever it is and just going to town and then proving to them that he's the guy to stick around and that he wants to. I mean, he's still going to play the free agency because he's going to want to try to get as much money as he can.
Yeah, Green Bay's not going to pay him. They can't afford him, and that's not really their style of back anyway. They've never really made a superstar out of their running backs.
Although you could also argue with the injuries to Aaron Rodgers, maybe they need that right now.
No. Nope. Nope. Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine. All he needs is receivers and a running back who will block for him, and I've got both of those. I got Davante Adams and Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams will be worth nothing to me all year, but he'll block for Aaron Rodgers.
So speak on the thread of the Steelers, they're 0-2.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of stats thrown out. We talked about it in last week's podcast about 0-2 teams making the playoffs 12% of the time.
Yeah.
2-0 teams make the playoffs 62% of the time. So right now, if you're an 0-2 team, you're
like you, Greg?
You're shaking it. Now, this is real NFL teams.
Oh, yeah, this is not fantasy.
Yeah, okay. Just to be clear. Yeah.
You could still
then
come
I don't
back.
Care.
We're not talking about my team, which is going to make the playoffs. What we're talking about
are... You're going to make dinner for the playoffs.
What we're talking about is the Buffalo Bills, the Houston Texans, the Oakland Raiders, the New York Giants, the Detroit Lions, and the Seahawks and the Cardinals.
Houston's 0-2.
Houston's 0-2.
Really? But you also technically...
I said 0-2.
No, so I know, but...
The tie doesn't... We'll throw that out now for the sake of this conversation. Okay. So 0-2, of those teams I just named, are you kind of saying, they're probably going to miss the playoffs? Are there any teams in there that you feel...
Say them again.
So you got... First of all, you've got the Bills...
Okay, not making
they're
the playoffs.
They're out, right?
Yeah.
What do you feel about the Texans?
They're in.
I think they could. They could.
They are ones that could rise above.
They turn it around. Their defense should be solid if it's healthy. They got a lot of fun.
Raiders.
No way. They're out.
I don't think so. I think they're on the brink of just throwing in the towel and rebuilding.
Plus, they're playing the Miami Dolphins this weekend in Miami, a very tough place to play.
Yeah.
The New York Giants.
No, I love everybody on that team, but
except Eli Manning.
And you got Detroit Lions
out,
probably out. Yes.
And then you've got two teams in the West: Seahawks and Cardinals. Cardinals for sure out.
Out.
Seahawks are out.
Are definitely out too.
They're done.
So I think the Lions could be the one team in there
more than Houston.
Well, no, sorry. Houston and then the Lions.
They could rise above.
Yes. I think the Lions could still. And this is all putting aside all the Matt Patricia crap. That is still a really good team.
There's a lot of talent there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent there. They made the playoffs last year.
Coaching means something to Patricia, man. I don't like that guy. I don't like
him either.
Everything about him. And if I'm going to war, I don't want to follow that general on.
But you still got JBC there. Jim Bob Cooter.
Is he still there?
The best name in all the NFL.
Are you sure?
Still the OC. So you still got Jim Bob Cooter, so you still got a chance.
So when Patricia gets fired after week 4,
Jim Bob Cooter gets the job?
Jim Bob Cooter gets the starting job.
Anyway, you can count them out.
Yeah.
How do you like your chances this week?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm liking my chances because I'm going against the meat blankets. I really...
That is such a disrespectful way to say their name. They are not the meat blankets.
I don't understand how that came out instead of the meat hammocks, and I don't even know what a meat hammock is.
I don't know what a meat hammock is. I just kind of flip-flopped it. I ticked and tacked it, and gave it a little tickle.
You guys realize what you've done. You've now inspired them.
Really?
You've inspired them to send you pictures of meat hammocks.
Oh, God, no. Do you think that's going to inspire their team? Send it privately. Otherwise, I really don't care. So the meat hammocks, the meat blankets, they got Brady, Goff, Cook, Crowell.
What's the spread on this
Crowell's
game?
A bum. They got me favored by 7.6.
Wow.
Good for you. Surprise, surprise. Landry, who's injured, Crow. So he's got a bunch of investments in the Thursday
night
game.
He's got a set.
Adrian Peterson, Sammy Watkins.
Watkins!
Wow. So they're in trouble. They don't have a lot of strong players.
Nope.
So you do have the revenge game.
Which
Isaiah
one?
Isaiah Crowell.
Oh.
Going up against
his
the Cleveland
former
Browns.
Team.
His former team.
At Cleveland.
At Cleveland.
You actually have to be good to take revenge on people. He's not good. Bilal Powell will outscore him.
I'm feeling pretty comfortable.
Bilal Powell.
He's got Devontae Freeman, so he's got them on the bench, obviously.
Hurt.
Dalvin Cook, I think, is set to start this week.
Against Buffalo? That's not bad.
That's going to be a good matchup. I mean, that's a good matchup for him.
I'm feeling pretty good about my quarterback starts with the Mats. Stafford and Ryan, Howard against Arizona. I don't feel great about a comeback with David Johnson against Chicago.
No,
I
would not.
The Bears defense looks like the 85 Bears defense.
Talking about David Johnson with the Cardinals going up against the Bears, I am the Larry Fitzgerald investor.
Yes, you are.
I am not starting him this week. Mm-hmm. I've gone 2 weeks with him. I don't think even producing more than 10 points.
Is this the week that they make the transition by third quarter for Rosen?
Maybe.
If they're stinking up the joint, and it's at home, so if they're stinking up the joint against Chicago, and it's third quarter, and they're down by like 3 touchdowns, why wouldn't you?
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, Sam Bradford gets a little Khalil Mack in his face. Like, you know, we saw what Khalil Mack did to Aaron Rodgers.
He's fragile.
So, we'll see how that goes. I mean, so do you think Trey Burton's going to turn around?
I think Sanders isn't going to have a great game against Baltimore. And I also think Allen is in a tough matchup against the Rams. But I like my quarterbacks. I like Howard. I like Drake against Oakland. And I like Keenan Cole against Tennessee. And I do like my Texans defense against the Giants.
So I
feel like I'll come out with a win. I think it'll be close, but I like my start. I think I'm going to get off the Schneid and go 1-2.
Good. Right. We'll be happy to have you in the win column. How about you, Ed? You got Bulls on Parade,
yes,
Mr. Number 1.
I'm facing the Oracle himself.
We're all going to be watching this one.
So this is going to be a big game. We're going to see. I keep calling for Pat Mahomes. Like, he can't keep producing like this. Which I think is true, but this week he faces off against the Niners, so I think he might still produce like that this week. Next week, week 4, he goes up against the Broncos D, which might bring him a little bit more down to reality. But not only is this Pat Mahomes going up against the Niners, but it's Pat Mahomes going up against the Niners at his first home game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is their opening.
Yeah.
This is their home opener?
Yeah. Huh.
Why? You think that's more stress or more pressure on him?
No. I think that's better for him. I'm saying I think that's better for him.
For Mahomes.
Yeah, because I think Mahomes is going to do – he's probably going to throw for 5 or 6 touchdowns
again. San Francisco's got a surprisingly sneaky good defense.
They're on the road.
They've been okay.
They've got a lot of – they get a lot of defensive linemen.
Listen, I think after 2 weeks looking at the tape, these guys are not seeing everybody getting burned by Tyreek Hill and these guys with these 60-yard bombs. I think everybody's going to play like a prevent defense and say, okay, you got to beat me up front. I think this is a Hunt and Kelce game.
Yeah, they got to start putting more pressure on Mahomes. Like, everybody, like, he's just sitting back there. Like, I feel like he's putting out a table. You know, bringing out some soup, having some soup, then maybe a lobster.
He's
got a lot of time back there.
The guy's talented, man.
But you know, so Joel's got some really good matchups. You know, he's got Mahomes against the Niners, and he's got that stack.
Flacco against Denver, though.
But he's got that stack, matchup. that Tyreek Hill, Pat Mahomes, Matt stack, is the thing that's kept him going like crazy. And then he's got Mike Evans.
Against Pittsburgh. Against Pittsburgh. You cannot defend anybody. Yeah.
You're favored by seven, Wayward Sons.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No,
7.4. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. T-Man.
You're favored.
145 to 138.
You're favored by seven.
You are favored.
Oh, okay.
That just shows you how much ESPN's app knows.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
It's almost as if they haven't seen the computer
algorithm.
I legitimately wish that there was a way to turn off projections in this app because...
Well, you could just ignore.
I do, but
you
it would
just
help
cover
me.
One eye.
It would help me if I could just turn it off.
Just then I'm 19. Not, yes, I'm really good. I love these guys.
I see a little risk in your lineup, though. You're plugging the rookie Callaway in Cleveland on Thursday night against the Jets.
That's going to be a little bit of a last minute call. If Landry's out, If Landry is out, I am pulling Callaway. You know, I'm sorry. If Landry is out, I am playing Callaway. If Landry's in, I'm pulling Callaway, and I'll probably I'll try Carry On. Maybe I'll try Deion Lewis.
It's a breakout game for Carry On.
Sony Michel, maybe. I mean, even Marshawn. Like Marshawn going up against Miami.
On and on and on.
I mean, so I think I'm going to stay competitive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move on. I think I'm going to stay competitive because with Bulls on Parade. But, you know, who knows? Like, he's got that thing going with Mahomes where you just don't know what he's going to do. But Kirk Cousins and Deshaun Watson both have amazing matchups this week against Kirk Cousins against the Bills and Deshaun Watson against the Giants.
We'll see.
They're going to be – I think that's going to be a lot of passes in that game, a lot of touchdowns. Connor's going up against the Bucks and Coleman's going up against the Saints.
Watson's a smooth play against the Giants defense.
Man. Yeah.
You are going to light it up.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. The guy that – now, I took Larry – like we said a second ago, I took Larry Fitz out, and he's on my bench. But I hate to say it, I'm still really concerned about Odell.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not concerned about Odell as the player.
No.
I'm concerned about him getting – about the ball getting to him. Yeah,
Odell, you should be concerned just in the same way that I'm concerned about David Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely.
The offense is horrible.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Yeah, and I mean, you know, I feel fairly solid about Corey Clement, you know, going up against the Colts, but who knows with Wentz coming back, who knows what that's going to look like. And Jacksonville against my Jags defense against the Titans.
No problem there.
I look for any points I miss elsewhere. I think the Jags are going to kind
of
make
this
up.
That's the play of the week right there.
So
that's enough about you, Ed. Let's talk about my team.
Yeah.
Ooh.
My team's awesome. Everybody likes them a lot. And
gosh darn it, people
number
like
one
you.
By land. But so, actually, I'm playing four wide receivers this week.
And you got Fournette back, which is exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how long his hamstring's going to hold out. But it's okay. At least my matchups for most of my plays this week are not daunting like last week.
Dude, I love Aguilar Ertz stack.
Yes.
I love
That's a beautiful stack.
They're a good 1-2. They both see a lot of targets.
Yep.
Anything can happen in that. Having Fournette's back. Kamara's Kamara. I like him at Atlanta.
Yeah.
Although Atlanta's actually sneaky tough on D.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get 25 points from Ertz. I think everything's going to go
the
to Ertz.
No, you're going to Ertz all over yourself.
It's
going to be amazing.
Chris and Hogan, great. Cooper Kupp,
Chris Hogan sucks.
But Minnesota's D is going up against Buffalo.
Yes.
I'm very excited about my defense.
That's your play of the week. I've never seen a defensive projection that high.
When Ed took Jacksonville first in the draft, I was like, God damn it. I gotta get mine now. I gotta get my Minnesota D because that's who I wanted. Because I kind of knew somebody else would get Jacksonville. And as soon as they went, I know. As soon as my turn comes, I'm taking Minnesota. So I like that matchup.
And you're currently favored.
I'm favored by like almost nine points, which I don't get. Maybe nine.
With projections that don't really mean anything, but it's something to talk about.
Yeah, he's got a pretty solid lineup.
I mean,
he kicked
does.
Ass last week.
Yeah,
but
Drew
he's got
Brees,
two
Luck.
Detroit wide receivers. And we know right now that he's from Detroit, so he likes to play.
He's got the hometown vibe going on.
That worked for him last week. That worked for him big time last week.
But he's got some guys that should have been good, like Gordon and Jeffrey.
I don't like Andrew Luck against Philly at Philly.
That's gonna be a tough one.
That's a problem. And AJ Green, he's not gonna have three touchdowns against the Carolina defense.
I like my chances. Hopefully, the health of my team will get a little bit better, and Rodgers' knee won't get a little bit worse. And get me to 2-1, and I'll go from there. I'd love to have Austin Eckler in there, but I think he's going up against the Rams.
God, yeah, you love that guy.
I do love Austin Eckler, and he's projected for 5 points this week. But God damn it, if I couldn't get that guy in my lineup.
I know she's you kind of like shrinking away from Royce Freeman.
Well, you cannot play a guy who you're not sure he's the number one anymore, and he's got a tough matchup. They're going to Baltimore?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. They're going up against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Tough deep. No reason to play him because I want him to be good.
The only one that I'm questioning, and it's not a big question, it's a coin flip, is you picked Hogan over Freeman. That's in the flex. But your team is really strong. I'm just going to say that. Your team has got
great. I want Hogan to be good again, and their matchup
is... You want him to be good.
I got
to
get a bigger phone. I can't even read who the matchup is.
But that's okay.
What do we think? So we haven't talked about it yet, but what do we think Josh Gordon's going to do?
Nothing. He might be like two catches for 15 yards.
Two catches for 15 yards.
I mean, I think they're gonna trot him out there, and I think they're gonna like give it a go. But I don't see him being a central part of the offense.
He's gonna run routes, because he just does not know Tom Brady, and they don't know each other's like chemistry.
He's gonna have three practices under his belly. Maybe gonna catch a couple touchdowns. One of them he'll get lucky. I don't know.
They gotta cover him, so that's good for everybody else. Like Hogan, they'll have to cover him and Hogan and. Gronk, hopefully this week, because Gronk got shut out last week. That doesn't happen. He'll be back this week. So, I like New England. I don't like Josh Gordon.
Yeah. I don't think this week Josh Gordon's a play. I mean, maybe next week when you see what he does, but he's got to learn that offense. Is there anything to talk about the Heisenberg uncertainty principle?
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Look it up on Wikipedia. So you know what's going to be, what I'm really interested to see in this game is, I'm really curious to see what Garoppolo does against Kansas City. Mm. Garoppolo versus Pat Mahomes. That's going to be an interesting matchup.
That could be a gunfight.
Yeah. I think that could be big. And then also what's going to be interesting is seeing if he can get Kareem Hunt back. Into actually doing something, because that was a big pickup for Heisenberg in the draft. So I want to see him pay that off, and I also see he's now starting Will Fuller.
Yeah, good play.
Yeah,
that's against the Giants.
He got 22 fantasy points last.
The most efficient receiver in the NFL. I had him last year.
Yeah,
four touchdowns on six targets.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy is amazing.
And Edison is, Uncertainty Principle is starting the Cleveland Browns defense.
Nice. I like that.
Against the Jets.
And their favorite.
Their favorite. So I think that's a solid play there.
Anytime you say that about Cleveland, they will lay an egg. Enjoy your Cleveland Browns defense. They're gonna get 30 points laid on them. I like my chances this week. Greg, you like
suck,
yours?
John.
Yeah, well, you're gonna, my mother.
You're lucky that she'll you're 1-1.
Ed, I like your chances this week. Yeah. Your team's been super solid and super lucky, so I like your luck to continue.
We can't end just yet because I have to give one compliment out to
one
Uncertainty Principle. Edison, I know you're listening.
My God.
I love your Tannehill play. It's sneaky good against Oakland defense.
Run, Edison,
my
run.
My God.
Remember, he's 0-2.
Is there still time to change that? All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys listening.
Thank you so much. Take care. Goodbye.